From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Korean lawmakers, briefed by the country's intelligence service, said Wednesday the older half-brother of North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, was assassinated Monday at an airport in Malaysia. Kim Jong-nam falling ill at Kuala Lumpur International Airport after he felt like someone grabbed or held his face from behind. He died en route to a hospital. Joel Witt is a senior fellow at the U.S. Korea Institute.
The fact is that someone like him, who is related to the leader, indeed he was supposed to take over for his father rather than the current leader, who has been expressing dissatisfaction with his brother's leadership and is in a position to serve as a focal point for opponents to the regime, his life is going to be in danger. And I guess finally, after there were a couple of other reported attempts on his life, the North Koreans may have succeeded.
Malaysian authorities said they'll perform an autopsy. There are no suspects in custody. Kim Jong-nam, once considered an heir apparent to his father, the late Kim Jong-il. At least four people killed in a pre-dawn raid Tuesday by police in the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo, targeting an outlawed political religious group known as the Bundu Dia Congo, or BDK movement. BDK member Mavinga Philemon said the police attack was surprising and aimed at defenseless civilians and took many hours. Several members were wounded and arrested. The raid targeted the home of parliamentarian and group leader Ney Mwanda Nsami, but he was not arrested. The group, which believes in reviving the pre-colonial Congo kingdom, has been targeted before by police. This is VOA News.